Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ. All of you who are listening, all of you who wanted to listen this morning, I say greetings from Running for Christ Ministries. I am Jonathan Tate, one of the associate pastors at the church, and I'd like to welcome you to our Saturday Sunday School. And we are going to continue in Ephesians chapter 5, and I believe we left off at verse 15. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you so much for this time. We thank you for a brand new day as always. Help us not to take it for granted, Lord, but to take full advantage of the time that you've blessed us with and the word that you've allowed us to read, live, and spread, Lord. We say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's look at verse 15 of Ephesians chapter 5, and we're moving right along. It says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise." 16 says, "Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil." Be very careful how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. It's something that the Lord really drew to my attention last year during quarantine, was to make good use of your time. And, you know, so many times we actually, you know, take for granted a brand new day or just time in general. Because we put things off. We say, yeah, you know, I'll get to it tomorrow, or I'll call you later, or, you know, we do, you know how we do. We procrastinate, and we don't take time to remember that time is precious. So we need to be careful how we live, because each and every day is a brand new day, is a brand new opportunity. But Paul is saying here, be very careful how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. See, wise people understand that time is precious and that you have to pay attention how you live. Unwise people don't care how they live. They just, you know, want to live it up and turn up for the moment with no regard for the past, present, or the future. So it's important that we as God's children live as wise folks and that we make the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. The one thing that we need to understand is that we should have a sense of urgency in how we live in terms of spreading the gospel and letting people know the truth and exposing that through God's word. And that's, I can't make it any plainer than that. You know, we need to have that sense of urgency, that sense of today is the day. Today could be someone's last day. It will be someone's last day on earth. And that's the truth. You know, no matter what we think, if us as God's children don't believe that, all we have to do is reflect on the last year or so, you know, last, you know, year and a half, 2 years. And we've seen, I know I have, the highest frequency of death that I've ever seen in my life. So we need to be very careful how we live and make the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Amen. Amen. And we're going to have difficult times, but our standards must be high in terms of how we live. And we get our standards from the Lord, what his word says about how we should live and displaying the fruits of the Spirit. And that's something that we need to really lock in on during these last days. Amen. Amen. Verse 17 says, "Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. So, again, he warns, and this, let's remember that this letter is encouragement for the Church of Ephesus, but we should always find encouragement from the word, period. But we should, you know, read that and understand the context of it. But it's real plain and simple. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. How do we understand and learn what the Lord's will is? It's in his word. You know, walking and talking with the Lord, he will continue to expose you to things you need to address in your life and things that you need to do. But we develop a relationship by knowing what his word says and executing. And, it, you know, so we don't have time to be running around being foolish or getting drunk, which is going to lead into some foolishness. But instead, we need to be filled with the Spirit. You know, once you get saved, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, sets up shop inside of you. And the more we submit to him, the more we get from the relationship. You know, because the truth of the matter is, if we're being honest with ourselves and with each other, we bring nothing to the relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. All we brought to the table was sin. What Jesus did is he took our sinful selves and he made us right by his death, burial, and resurrection and washing us clean from all of our sins. So it only makes sense, you know, as saved children of the Lord, that we submit to the Spirit and be filled with the Spirit, you know, and that means that, you know, less of us and more of him, you know, to simply put it. Amen? All right. Verse 19 says, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We should always really have a song in our hearts, always have spiritual songs that are based upon the word, you know, as we communicate with each other and speaking to each other out of love and not being so mean, so hateful. You know, because, again, we're supposed to be displaying the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, you know, with each other. And as we do that, we should always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, that's typically how we sign off on our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. But we always, you know, one thing that I do daily, and the Lord pointed it out one day, and I just kind of laughed because he said, you basically spent most of your prayer thanking me. You know, and honestly, that's just how I feel. So daily I practice giving thanks for, you know, everything, like my shelter, transportation, the heat that works, you know, the light working. I mean, my health. Being able to get out of bed and stretch and go exercise and to be able to read the word and get my day started off of my spiritual breakfast. You know, so I have so much to be thankful for. I mean, I'm thankful for each and every one of you. You know, you didn't have to sign in to listen to this class, but you chose to out of your love for the Lord. So I appreciate you, you know, and I appreciate, you know, Pastor O for all the stuff he's taught me, and I'm still in training no matter how many years I've been under his tutelage. That's just what it is, and I appreciate that and his faithfulness and loyalty, You know, so I have a lot to be thankful for. And if you're honest with yourself, you do too. And it says, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So even things that have been challenges, you know, where like my son's mother went on home to be with the Lord, I gave thanks because I prayed for healing and restoration. You know, even though it was a difficult time, and we all have tough times in life, I thank the Lord for his faithfulness and for his loyalty to me and how he's teaching me to become more and more loyal to him, you know, as I give thanks in everything. You know, it's easy to say, yeah, Lord, my bank account is fat. Thank you, Lord. Or my car working. Thank you, Lord. But what happens when things don't go as you plan? Are you still thankful? It's something to think about. Excuse me. 21 says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. I know we struggle sometimes with that word submit because that requires that we give up ourselves. And it's real plain and simple what it says here. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. If we practice submitting to the Lord, it will be easy for us to practice submitting ourselves to each other. We belong to each other. We belong to the body of Christ. You know, those of us who are God's children, who are saved. So we should be able to give of ourselves to each other, whether it's just a simple ear, listening, praying for someone, offering them words of encouragement, assist, and not so quick to judge. You know, it's easy to fall into that foolishness to judge folks and to criticize people without admitting your own faults and thinking of yourself more highly than you ought to. That's what we do naturally as humans in this sinful body. But it says right here, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. So if you respect the Lord, if you revere the Lord, then you will submit to each other. You know, it disgusts me when church folks, God's children, are mean to one another, judgmental and hateful. Like, that really bothers me. We can, and I say this all the time, we can do more together than apart. And if we're a part of the body of Christ, we should be practicing submitting first to him and then to each other out of reverence for Christ, out of total respect for Christ. Lord doesn't need your help judging anybody or criticizing anyone because you're in no position to do so. Amen. Verse 22 says, wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior. So, where it says, wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord, this is order. Now, what we have to understand, too, is that the wives are submitting to the leadership of the husband because God put him in, basically holds him responsible for that household. But he's supposed to submit to Christ. So that's the order. The wives submit to the husbands. The husbands submit themselves to Christ. And it's not, when you submit to one another, you're serving each other. You know, because, again, we need to understand that submission is giving of yourself, period. Now, it doesn't mean that he's supposed to sit at the table and not do anything but eat the big piece of chicken and sit in his easy chair like he's a king on the throne. No. The wife is submitting to the husband because the husband is submitting to Christ. Period. See, we're required as husbands and wives, men and women, to submit ultimately to Christ, period. So we need not get that twisted, because some churches, some teachers over time have twisted this like, hey, you know, the wife is the doormat and the husband is the king. No. What did Jesus do when he submitted himself to service and washing the disciples' feet? If anybody deserved their feet to be washed, it was Jesus. But Jesus basically showed them, to be a leader, you have to be a servant, and you have to be a good one. So, wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior. I like how Tony Evans put it, Savior, he mentioned Savior and Sanctifier, Satisfier. Those are the duties that he put in his book regarding kingdom agenda for the husband. So remember, Christ gave his whole life for the church. That's how, why he has that title, Savior. So, you know, it's not easy. You know, what they say, heavy is the head that wears the crown. You know, if you're going to be the husband, you have a lot of responsibility because of what Christ did. He set the bar. And verse 24 says, now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives submit to their husbands in everything. But again, we need to understand, and I know this isn't popular talk to these days and times, but it's God's word. The reality is that that's the order. Wives submit to your husbands. Husbands submit to Christ. Real simple. Let's not make it anything twisted or whatever the case may be. If everyone is doing what they're supposed to be doing, the household will work out just fine because the Lord co-signed it, because you're in order. You're under his covenant and ultimately his rule. 25 says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word. Again, not only do husbands have to submit themselves to Christ, but it's saying love your wives. And it gives you the example, again, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word. See, husbands can do that when they're submitted to Christ. And husbands and wives ultimately love and submit themselves to each other in service. Because again, it doesn't, just because it says wives submit yourself to your husbands, husbands still have to submit themselves. So guess what? Everybody in the household has some submission going on, whether it's to your husband or to Christ. But husbands are to love their wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. It cost his life. Jesus gave his life for you and me as the church, his bride. Amen? Amen. To make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. Excuse me. The Lord was able to do so because he washed us from all of our sins on Calvary. When he rose from the grave, he made us without blemish or wrinkle or stain, but holy and blameless. He did that because he gave his life up for us to do so. And then verse 28 says, in this same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. So I love John loves John. I love me. You know, if the Lord blesses me, you know, with a wife, I already love John. So if the Lord blesses me with a wife, it will be easy to love her because I love me. And I'm going to have a household submitted under Christ. Because one thing I do understand, because I've been married before, I'm divorced, one thing I do understand is that the household has to be submitted to Christ. The head, the husband, has to be submitted to Christ, fall in line and work. Real simple. So he who loves his wife loves himself. Verse 29 says, after all, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds and cares for it, just as Christ does the church. That's true. I know, and you all probably agree, when you get hungry, typically you go get something to eat. When you have a cut on your finger, typically you put something on it, you know, like some Neosporin or alcohol peroxide. If you're not feeling well, usually you take some medicine. Naturally, you're going to take care of you. Again, if we practice putting some of these things in play, life won't be so difficult. If you care for yourself, if you take full advantage of the time the Lord gives you. If wives submit to their husbands and husbands submit to Christ, if we put all of these things into practice, we'll be just fine as a church. The problem is we have our own ideas and, you know, these thoughts, and they get away from what the Lord says, and then we get off into trouble and embrace the foolishness. And we have to cut that out. We have a lot right here in this small passage that we could do to put into practice to make us all a better church, a better bride for the Lord. And verse 30 says, for we are members of his body. Let's not forget that. We belong to the Lord, period. You don't belong to you. You were bought and paid for with the price that you couldn't pay, me included. So when you read passages, there's when you read God's word and you understand that, we have to understand the order, and we can put these things into practice based upon our study in the word and how we communicate with others and sharing the word freely. Because, again, we are members of his body, the body of Christ. So we'll pick up next week at verse 31. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you so much for walking with us through that word, through that lesson. That time flew by, but I know you ordained all of that, and I'm good with that. But help us to just take this word throughout the world and share it with others, and to also live it and put it into practice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Pastor Johnson. Once again, another good lesson. Good stuff. Okay. You know, that was just plain old house talk.
Right.
Stuff we talk about around the house that we're supposed to talk about. That's all that was. And it was just straight to the point and broken down in the best way. Yes, sir.
Yes,
just
indeed.
Appreciate you. That was a good lesson. Well, isn't it great when you just kind of try to do things the right way, you know, instead of going against the grain, and it just makes life so hard when you go against the grain. And we talked about a lot of stuff that I was going to talk about later on. And I was like, wow, because it is Thanksgiving, and, you know, you are feeling thankful, you know. It just, you know, when you get together with family, and then when this time of the year comes, you start feeling some kind of way. You just really be thankful and grateful for everything, and it makes you want to talk about it. It makes you want to talk about all the goodness that, you know, God has been to us. Yeah. So how was your Thanksgiving?
It was excellent. And yours?
It was good. It was good. Just family. I'm all about family. Loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Ate a lot of turkey. Yep. So I love what you talked about. And it's in that word. It's that careful how you live. Each day we get a brand new day, and we can't take it for granted. All that procrastinating that I do, I hate it, but, you know, I still do it. Yes, time is truly precious. You have new days, new opportunities to just, like you said, be nice to people, be kind to people, not be so mean. And just, it takes too much energy to be mean. It just does. And it's like, it's just, it don't even cost us anything. It don't cost us anything to be kind. It didn't make the world so much better. And we just practice that and just do it, you know. Be like Nike. Mm-hmm. Do it and just be kind to people, you know. Because it's like if we say something crazy to a person, you know, I know that bothers us, you know. Because you'd be like, oh, I wonder, was that the right thing to say, you know. And then you done wasted time saying something that's going to make somebody feel a certain kind of way. And then how do you really, really feel, you know, after you hurt somebody's feelings and all that good stuff?
Right. And you know when you say it is wrong.
Yeah. Right. Right. That's what we have to keep our minds staying on Jesus so we won't be doing that. Yeah.
Yes,
I like what you said. Mm-hmm. They say he who loves himself loves his wife. Love it. Yep. That's good. Do what you're supposed to do, and everything will work out just fine. Yeah, don't go against the grain because it only creates problems. Yeah, so submit. Submit and fall in line so it can work. We just beat up ourselves going against the grain. For real.
Exactly.
It's so hard. Life is just hard. I see young folks just doing the same thing over, and like, look, you know, kind of destroying themselves, making all these wild decisions, and they be like, why is these things happening to me in my life? And that's why. Yep. So, yeah. Good lesson. Plain old house talk need to be talked about all the time. Continue, especially with our kids. Mm-hmm. And make the household so much better. We sure appreciate you.
Thank you, Pastor Jonathan.
Yeah. I had the best day ever.
You do.
And we hope everybody heard this lesson today, and they are gonna make the biggest effort to just make their life be kind to people from here on out to the end. That will make this world a better place. Okay?
Yes,
best
indeed.
Day ever.
You do the same, thank you.
Okay. All right. Get your coffee, your muffins, and we're going to see you on the other side of this song to start our service. All right?
There's no way to measure.
Beautiful, beautiful. Took the fall. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a good day to be alive, and we just thank God for another day's journey. Good morning, and welcome, Blog Talk listeners all around this beautiful world, to Runner for Christ Ministries Saturday morning worship service. I am Kathy Clyburn, your presiding person for this Saturday morning worship experience, brought to you by Runner for Christ Ministries, a church of teaching, learning, and doing. We thank God for each and every one of you who tune in regularly, and we ask that you tell someone else that this Saturday worship service is happening. As always, we will start out with scripture and prayer. And at Runner for Christ Ministries, we believe it's vital, and the Word of God tells us so. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And I will be reading for your hearings 2 Corinthians chapter 9, 6 through 15. That is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 15. And it is titled, The Season of Giving. The season of giving. Here reads the word of God. Remember this: a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must each decide in your heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure. But God loves a person who gives cheerfully. And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. As the scripture says, they share freely and give generously to the poor. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God. So two good things will result from this: ministry of giving, the needs of the believers in Jerusalem will be met. And they will joyfully express their thanks to God. As a result of your ministry, they will give glory to God for your generosity to them, and to all believers will prove that you are obedient to the good news of Christ. And they will pray for you with deep affection because of the overflowing grace God has given you. Thank God for this gift. Too wonderful for words. That is refreshing. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his great and mighty word. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today for this opportunity to once again offer up to you some much-deserved praise and thanksgiving. Lord, we thank you for life, love, family, friendship, and fellowship. We ask that you fill with your Holy Spirit everyone who will take part in this worship service. We ask that you hear and answer the prayers of faith that are lifted to you by your people in this service. Lord, we ask that you heal the sick and comfort the many bereaved. We ask that you bless the preacher with a word from you for all of us to hear and obey. We ask that Jesus Christ be lifted in songs, the prayers, and the preached word so that all those who are lost will be found. Dear Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask these blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen? All right. So, listen, now that we have acknowledged our ways unto the Lord, we will continue to be ministered with our song selection service with our very own shepherd, Pastor Awesome O. Take it away, Pastor Awesome O.
Hey, I just want to give you a big giant shout out and a whole lot of love for showing up the other day when we was out there giving out the turkeys and all of that stuff. We got a chance to experience what you just read. and the smiles of the people's faces that received all that stuff. I know they were happy, and the surprise turkeys that was surprised. Deacon Charles Tate came through with some, I think about 23 turkeys, and we already had one there. He turned them into 23, and it was 24. We was able to give them away. We was able to give away, I don't know how many Bibles, 60 lunches, 27 people for prayer, 5 people gave their life to Christ, 1 rededicated to Christ. That was some awesome stuff. So I want to thank you for popping out and showing
You're
up.
You're welcome.
At right on time, too, because somebody had to leave
day.
Who was doing the job. You did it. You came on in and got it done. Thanks, Cadillac, for adding that to you.
Man, you're welcome. It was beautiful. Everybody
Big
was happy that day, too.
They were. Everybody was happy.
Yeah.
The time went by so quick.
It did.
We actually gave out every single thing. Nothing was left.
Yes.
I thank God for that. Run for Christ, amen. Praise God. You're the one who helped provide all that stuff that we gave away. So God bless you for your giving. We really appreciate that. All right. Well, it's time for us to get started with this worship service. Let's go. We're going straight up. Get up. Stand up. Get ready to pray. Watch out.
How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I said, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
Who can touch like you, or heal us like you do? We stumble.
God.
There's no one who like gave you, who gave your life like you,
who paid the price,
who paid our price like you.
There's only one.
There's
if you know there's only one, make some noise.
Like our God. Nobody even comes close to even comparing to our God. And we get once a year, but we Christians have every day. But here in America, they celebrate Thanksgiving once a year, and we have so much. When you think about all the hills, the valleys, all the letdowns, all the sicknesses, all of the things that we've been going through from one year, last Thanksgiving to this one, and here we are praising God like none of it happened. Amen. You know, that's what the Bible does for us. It lets us know that no matter how many dark days we go through, joy comes in the morning. You cannot stop morning from coming, and here's why. God said the evening and the morning constituted a day. So when God said that, that means days are not going to stop. Night can last as long as night lasts, but it cannot stop morning from coming. So it's going to be a brighter day. And that gives us hope, even if we end the night. That gives us hope. I watch it happen every day. The Lord wake me up the same time almost every day, and I get to watch the darkness turn to light. And that just seeing the darkness turn to light, that I can hope for a brighter day.
Young people, go on and stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. We gotta stand.
Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on, get your bounce on, get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it, you gotta get, come on. Fifth one, fourth one. Come on, sing it. Thank you. Wait. They gon' wanna hit the horn.
Oh, yeah, Pastor, you got them all up dancing this morning. Yes, sir. Brighter days. All right. Thank you. Thank you once again, Pastor, for those blessings and songs of faith and testimony. Our hearts have been truly moved and encouraged. Amen. Which takes us to time to talk to God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns, because there is power in prayer. Following this next selection, the next voice you will hear is our very own brother, Associate Pastor Terrence Tate, offering prayer and petitioning God on our behalf. Meet us at the altar and prepare to receive Associate Pastor Terrence Tate. Pray to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Father, I just want to stop for a minute and just say I love you. Just want to tell you thank you just for being patient with me and just for giving me another chance. You've always been there for me, and you were the father that I never knew. I just want to say.
My hands were made to worship you.
Jesus, I surrender. I give you. And Jesus, I give you. And I give you. And when? And paradise. When I see your face. When you call for me, Father. You'll wipe every tear, Father. And this is what he'll say.
Well done.
You'll say.
You'll say.
When I see.
When I see.
How many want to see him someday? Oh, don't play with me. How many of you want to see him one day? Open up your mouth and say hallelujah. Come on.
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, all Blog Talk Radio listeners all around the world. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, all Blog Talk Radio listeners. You know, as I was listening to that song had one word. That song had one word in it that came to my mind, and that word was surrender. I am about to go to the throne out loud, but while I'm praying out loud, I want you to surrender your prayers to God. Whatever you need from him, make your request known to God. Our gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us as a collective body to not only come to you and talk to you, but we thank you for letting us have the opportunity to hear from you while we're talking to you, Father. We are so thankful for what you have done for us last year and this year, last week and this past week. Father, there are some of your children out there that are listening to this program that need physical healing, Father. But you already know what kind of physical healing they need. Father, you told us in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, by prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving to make our request known unto you. You told us in 1 Peter 5 and 7 to cast our cares upon you because you're the only one who cares for us. Father, you tell us in your word in James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, to submit, to resist the devil at his onset, and he will flee from you. You also tell us in that same chapter, verse 8, you said, draw near to me, and I'll draw near to you. Father, as I'm praying out loud, we are drawing near to you right now. We are making our request known. Father, we pray for our leaders today. Father, give them the spiritual wisdom that they need to do the will of you. Father, our leaders can't do what you call them to do if they don't submit to you, Father. And we pray that our leaders will not only we pray that our leaders will not only submit to you, but that they will become friends with you, because you are the only one who gives them the power to do what you call them to do in the White House, in Lansing, in Detroit, in River Rouge. You are the only one who can give them the power to do, for them to do what you call them to do. Father, we pray for our teachers. Father, our teachers are facing so many obstacles when it comes to teaching our kids about you. But Father, we pray most of all that they will seek your kingdom for the wisdom that they need. We pray that they will understand that the only power that's inside of them is the power of Jesus to do what you call them to do. Father, there are so many of your children out there desperate for your spirit, Father.
And right now, we pray that they would just draw near to you. Because if we don't draw near to your kingdom, you will not be what Psalm 46 and 1 says. Psalm 46 and 1 says, you are our refuge and strength. But the only way we will know that is if we draw near to you and not turn to the left or the right. Father, help the church understand that we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. We were called by you. But Father, we weren't only called by you, but you chose us to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. You chose Jehovah Makedesh. You sanctified this hour. You sanctified this day for your will to be orchestrated in the earth the way you wanted your will being done. And we're not doing that, Father. We are so busy being so concerned about our physical needs that we can't go out and meet the world's spiritual needs and pray for people. Father, your word says in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, that you will keep us in perfect peace if we would keep our minds focused on you. Father, your will is contained in your word, and the reason why we aren't able to see your will being done here on earth the way you want your will to be done here on earth is because we are not being the salt of the earth and the light of the world like you called us to be. Father, I said it earlier. You called us to be your chosen vessels. We didn't call ourselves to be your chosen vessels. You called us to be your chosen vessels. You called us to be an end-time church. So, Father, I don't know about anybody else out there that is listening, but my prayer today is that we will continue, we will start being the end-time church that you call us to be with no strings attached. Father, the church is so busy worried about breakthroughs and blessings that the reason why we can't see your will being done here on earth is because we are not being the church that you call us to be. Father, we've got so many people around here We've got so many Christians around here acting like they love you, but we are not showing your love the way you want your love to be shown. So, Father, my prayer today is that we, the church, will start being the church, and that we will start loving people with no strings attached, because time isn't long, Father, and you will call us home. And we want to hear you say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Father, as I close this prayer, I ask that you fill the preacher up with the word that you want him to bring. Father, move him out of the way. Have your way in him. In Jesus' name I pray this prayer. Amen, amen, and thank the Lord.
Amen, amen. Power and prayer. Thank you, Terrence, for praying and making our request known to God. Well done, my good and faithful servant. I appreciate you. Have the best day ever.
You too, and you're welcome.
Thank you. All right. Hey, we've been talking about love and being thankful all day, and I have truly enjoyed the service, and I hope you are too. With more to come, I want to say thank you for allowing me to be your presiding person. And as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday worship experience, then be a blessing to others and let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Share the love, the joy, and the blessing. Amen? Okay, time for the preach word. A message from God, the best part, icing on the cake. The next voice you will hear following this song selection is, hey, back in the saddle, our very own man of God, brother minister, John Fitzgerald McFaul. John Mack. Let's prepare to receive Minister John Fitzgerald McFaul coming his own way with the word from the Lord. Amen.
I can be anxious at times as I consider the challenges I have to face. Like when I work to get ahead and still fall behind, I start to wonder if I was meant to win the race. Striving to do things right, and when things go wrong, tempted to hide, but this time I will be still. This time I will be still. Thankfully it's hard for me to keep feeling this way, not consider who is on my side.
The Lord is my help,
walking with me every step I need to take on the desperate days and the long dark nights. Oh, he never sleeps. Thank you, Father.
And when I remember,
he brings. Bow down to me. because I've got a word to do, and I'm gonna see it through. God showed me the way, and I'm choosing it today.
When the mountain has to move,
the mountain must obey.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, my Blog Talk family, my Runner for Christ family. How y'all doing this morning? I hope y'all are doing well. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I definitely am happy to be a part of it. My name is Minister John Mack, coming to you live on behalf of Runner for Christ Ministries this morning. I want to send a shout-out before I start to Pastor O and the whole Runner for Christ family. Father, I thank you for them. I ask you to protect them and bless them, Father. Father, before we start this message, I want to come to you in prayer. And my prayer is that the people who hear the message will have a better understanding of what your scripture says. So let me start off in prayer and go from there. Father God, we come to you on this day in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to wake up and be a part of this day. We thank you that you gave us breath to worship you on this day, Father. I pray for all our brothers and sisters in Christ, all our spiritual leaders, Father, that you will cover them and protect them as we go throughout this day. And give your people your traveling mercies as they go about this day also. All right. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Father, when I thought about this message, I had a couple people been asking me to do this for a while, and I learned some painful lessons along the way. Even though they were painful, they were good for me. I remember before I got ordained by Runner for Christ Minister O, I remember doing Bible studies, and I was studying the Word. At that time, I was contemplating on being a minister, and one day I decided to do it, and that was one of the most happiest days to know that I made a verbal commitment to serve the Lord in this capacity. But what I did know, that the moment I made that statement, technically, all hell broke out in my life. You know, I have never been in a hospital. Let my mom tell her I haven't. I don't remember being in a hospital. And all of a sudden, I found myself getting attacked. You know, my body started swelling up. I had no idea what that was. You know, it just like my health just went down. And I looked at it as a test. This is a test. You know, so the moment I made that commitment to serve the Lord, the test came right away. You know, I never knew about kidney issues. Then all of a sudden, my kidneys went out on me. I knew about diabetes, but, you know, I had to learn the effects of it and how it affects your body. You know, so don't think when you make that commitment to serve the Lord that you're going to be okay. You know, Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, I think it's chapter 54:17. You know, it talks about no weapon formed against you will prosper. Let me tell you what I think that verse means. God never said that things would not happen to us. It will form, it just won't prosper. But it will form, you need to know that. In John 16:33, the Lord reminds us that we're going to have troubles in this world. You know, my interpretation of that verse when I was younger meant that I am fully protected and nothing's going to come my way. And like most Christians, we tell ourselves that and not realizing a lot of us need to be tested. You know, the test is coming to make sure that we don't lose our faith. The test is coming to make sure that we trust God. You know, so things will happen in your life. And one thing I can tell you, I never wavered from serving the Lord. Never. So I want y'all to understand that. Most Christians get lost at that moment. No, you're going to have problems. The Bible tells us you're going to have problems. The question is how we deal with the problems. We need to deal with them. We need to learn to give them to God and leave them there, you know. In the course of the last year, I've spent 10 months in the hospital while they were doing COVID testing. Couldn't have any visitors. In the last 10 months, I've had 2 amputations, which means you can't walk, can't get out your bed, can't do anything, got to depend on people. In the last 2 months I've had, for being on my back so long, I had a big old boil that got infected that they had to cut it out. And it took 9 straight weeks of that healing. On top of that, I do home dialysis every night for 11 hours. No matter what I'm going through, whether it's amputation or whatever it is, I still have to do dialysis every night. I've been on dialysis for 8 years, doing it at home, all those hours. And not once did I say, God, why me? If nothing else, I ask, why not me? Test my faith. Let me know where I'm at. Let me know where I stand. Now I'm telling you, I got good news for you today. I got a call from the kidney doctor last week. After months, I'm not hearing from him. I got a call on Monday morning to see where we at with the transplant. Well, I got therapy to learn how to walk again. So both of my prosthetics are done. I started therapy last week. They just have to teach me how to walk all over again. You know, and even though all these things are happening, I still trust God because he decides if I live or die. He decides. He holds the scales of life. God does. I'm not saying I don't respect what the government is trying to do. right? But I prefer to put all my faith, not some of it, not a little bit, in God. Because at the end of the day, no matter how many shots I get and all the stuff that I've been through, God still got me here for a reason. The mere fact that I could be on the radio this morning giving partial testimony to you of what I've been through, it's a testament to what God can do. I just had to hang in there, hang in there, trust, 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 hang in there, and trust, trust, trust. And I can tell you that I have. In Jeremiah 29:11, when Joseph had a problem with his brothers, he told them, what you got meant for evil, God had a different plan. God had a different plan. So his plan was, he knew beforehand that I would be going through this. He knew beforehand that I'd be able to tolerate it. He knew beforehand the people that he needed around me to encourage me, to offer their support, to pray for me. He knew all this ahead of time. I tell you one thing about I learned about being in the hospital and being you know, in this state where I'm at right now, you learn who your friends are. So I'm going to call you out the blue and say, Mac, we're just praying for you. Thank you. You know, and that means a lot to me to know that you, other brothers and sisters in Christ are petitioning God on my behalf. But guess what? I thank y'all for the prayers, but I remember A.L. who told me a long time ago, it's good to have people pray for you, but you don't have to go to God for yourself. So go to him. This is nothing new. You know who has the answers. Go to him. And that's what I do. No disrespect to our people, right? I just tell the person that I know that can help me when he wants to help me. Now, all these months later, I'm learning how to walk. I've been waiting on these prosthetics for months. They finally finished. You know, I've been in the bed for over a year. And yet I'm still here. Why? Because God wanted me to be here. Why? Because God wanted me to give this testimony this morning. Why? To let Christians know that things will happen to you. Right? And you may not see why they're happening. Right? But don't lose faith, your faith. Trust God. He decides what happened to you. You know, I look at my feet. I remember them early days. I just said, wow, Lord, I know you're going to get me through this. John couldn't do it. John wanted to strangle all the doctors. I got tired of seeing them. Imagine being in the hospital for 10 months straight, eating the crappy food. And every time a nurse sees you, she's sticking with you with needles. That is no fun at all. You know, but God gave me the grace to endure. I need his grace to get through that, not my own. His grace. I went in the hospital at 2:30, my weight was. I came out at 170. I lost all that weight just laying down all day. And slowly, slowly was tearing my body down. Thank God I was starting to pick up my appetite. Before, when I ate food, my sister wouldn't take it. I didn't know why. The doctor said, no, your sister been eating that hospital food for so long. They don't understand normal food anymore. So you got to retrain your body to accept it. Thank God. I want to report to you on this day. I can eat a full course breakfast without letting it return. So these little things you take for granted, you see God's hand in it all. Never lose sight. Never lose sight. Never. I don't know, you know, I know one thing. The only person could have done this, allowed this to happen, is God. I understand what he was trying to get out of me is to make sure that I remain faithful to him. No matter if I got one leg, no matter if I got two legs, no matter if I'm on dialysis, no matter if I'm dealing with diabetes issues, no matter if people don't come around, no matter what, it comes back to me. Well, I hold on to the God that has protected me. I've been living long enough to know on many occasions I didn't have to be here, but that same God kept me back then. It's the same God that's keeping me right now. No matter what, we float through this world thinking that nothing is supposed to happen. Then we get mad at God. God told us in this world we would have problems. He didn't say what type of problems, but he said problems, you know? And when he said no weapon form, the weapon's going to form against you. Don't be deceived by that, right? But it's the grace of God that allows you to prosper, you know? People tell me, I don't know if I could have went through this. I don't know. And you know, you put your trust where it need to go. You won't be tripping all night, going crazy. But I felt like that, and I just go to sleep. I said, Lord, I'm going to rest, calm my spirit, and I go to sleep. I'm not saying it's easy. No. It's not easy. You got to hang in there. You got to be strong. You can't be weak. You got to surround yourself with the right group of people that you know praying for me. One thing I knew at all times, my Running for Christ family was praying for me. I didn't need to see their face because I knew them. I know that they would pray for me, lift me up consistently, that God would heal in Jesus' name. So I wanted to let y'all know, thank you, thank you, thank you. And just remember, things will form against you, but God loves us. God is not trying to kill us, because if God didn't want us here, he ain't got to take us through nothing. He just remove us. You know, the mere fact he allowed me to go through this has strengthened my faith. It has given me a bird's eye view of how certain people act. I understand some people have a difficult time seeing me with no feet. Some days I had a difficult time seeing me with no feet, you know. I had my little nieces and nephew ask me questions. Even my youngest son asked me, Dad, are your feet going to grow back? I said, nah, they're not growing back, man. I'm going to have to make some new ones. And they were okay. If I didn't go crazy about it, my kids don't go crazy about it. I just kept them updated. When I got my book for my prosthetics, I texted them pictures so they could see that Daddy is making progress. Daddy is not in the bed all day moping. Nah. I'm going to learn how to walk. I don't know what day it's going to be, but it's going to be a joyous day. Matter of fact, that God placed people in my life that can help me learn how to walk again. That indeed is a blessing by itself, you know? So these body parts that we have on us, things going to happen to us. They may have to adjust their heart, do a transplant to the kidney and lungs. We may have to wear prosthetics. That's just a sign that these bodies don't last forever. They have an expiration date on them. You just got to do the best you can to take care of them, you know? And sometimes, because of what we're dealing with, like mine's with diabetes. Diabetes trigger a kidney problem, you know? So then from there, you got to watch your feet. If you're diabetic, any wound, get yourself to the doctor. If that wound is not healing, go to another doctor. Find somebody that can help you. Somebody that specializes in wound care. Don't take care of that wound by yourself. There's some things and medicines that they have that can help you take care of yourself. So you need not lose sight of their job also, you know. I know when something is going wrong, right? First thing on my mind is getting to the hospital. That's the first thing on my mind, you know? figure out what's going on. I don't want it to progress any longer. You know, but I know the longer I wait, the more problems I'm going to have because it's going to keep spreading and keep spreading and keep spreading. Now, I don't want it to do that. I want to cut it off at the pass, you know. And diabetes is a serious thing, you know. I wish I would have had better diabetes education early on in my life. Once I started learning about it, you know, my body was already started to go downhill. But nevertheless, God intervened. God stopped it. God placed the right people at the right time in front of me to take care of me. So don't think that nothing will happen to you. Let it happen. Don't lose your faith, though. That's my message. Don't lose your faith. Know that things are going to happen in this life. We run around here. It's not perfect. People are still going crazy. But don't lose your faith. Hold on to that faith. Because it's God at the end of the day that covers you and protects you. I hope this message meant something to you. I really do. I hope you understand that just because they said no weapon formed will prosper, it may form, but it ain't going to prosper because God is at the end of that word, prosper. And I hope that you learn, no matter what you're going through, ultimately God is in control. And when he say that it's time to release you, and that you learned your lesson, he will. But until then, you need to hold on. You need to be strong. And some of us need to be tested. We need to know where we are in the Lord and build ourselves up accordingly. So as I close in prayer, I want to say thank you to Run for Christ for the opportunity to share what I've been through. I want to just talk to the body of Christ. They may not lose their faith in you. And know the things are going to happen. You told us ahead of time. You look at all the stuff that Job went through, all the stuff that Joseph went through. At the end, they were all rewarded. God hasn't forgotten about us. We just can't forget about him. And I pray for the prayer warriors that get down on their knees faithfully and lift me up. And I pray for you guys, too. I don't want all the prayers. I send them right up on your behalf, too, whatever they may be. So I thank you again for the opportunity to share, Reverend O. I thank you for those who heard this message, that they will walk away knowing that, you know, we need to be tested. We need to know where our faith lies. Too many of us that call themselves Christians, you know, rely more on the world than they rely on God, and not realizing that God holds the keys to our life. He controls it. So I'm going to close in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day again. We thank you for allowing us to go through trials and tribulations on this earth. But we thank you for watching over us and keeping us. You know, even though these are tests, some of us need to be tested, or this was a faith issue, some of our faith needs to be tested, or just you testing us. Whatever it may be, Father, no matter what, when, where, and how, I'm going to still trust you no matter what. If I can make it through this, and I ain't no special than anybody else, you can make it too. Trust God, not yourself. Listen to the doctors. Have an ear of discernment of what they're telling you. And if you're not happy, get a second opinion. You know? Watch your salt intake. Watch your sugar intake. And take care of yourself. And most of all, I thank you for Jesus, our Lord and Savior, the one that has the power to lift us from the dead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Holy Lord, have mercy. So much was said. So much needs to be said. The first thing I'm thinking about is that song, I Never Lost My Hope, I Never Lost My Joy, I never lost my faith, but most of all, I never lost my praise. Like, I do announcements, and I have people on the prayer list. And, you know, I never know why somebody is on there. And then just listening to what Pastor John Mack just talked about, I'm sitting over here with a upper respiratory infection and ear infection. My hearing been gone for almost a month. And I guess I needed to hear this message because the Lord is like, I'm tired of hearing you complain about this ear. Because to have somebody come on and talk about everything that they have gone through in the midst of the last 10 months in the hospital, and you're talking about no visitors and nobody to come and see you and no family that you can physically reach out and touch. You know, we're spiritual beings, but physical touch is something that we respond to. And so even when you don't have the opportunity to, verbally say something to someone, if you just put your hand on their arm or reach out and grab their hand or put your hand on their back, that transmits like spiritual conversations that happen. And there's just something that goes on when a person is able to touch another person. And when you're talking about the only type of touch that you're receiving is from a doctor who's coming to check you or a nurse who's coming to administer medication, and you're not getting that love and that touch from your family, that is enough to break a person down, to give them the opportunity for the enemy to come in and steal their hope and steal their joy and steal their faith in the Lord. And so after hearing this word, I'm going to continue to take my medicine and be thankful that I can, even though the hearing is not all the way there, like, I ain't went through nothing in comparison to what Pastor John Mack has told us today. And so, again, when you find out that, you know, somebody's on the prayer list, but you don't know why they're on there, we're just lifting up prayers. And then to hear him still be able to give his testimony and still hear how strong he is, we can't do anything but thank God and praise God and continue to pray and lift prayers up, because we don't need to know exactly everything that's going on with a person. We just have to trust that God knows everything and that he, in his time, will be restoring everything that has been lost, because we know that God is a God of restoration. So what an awesome sermon. What an awesome testimony. We continue to keep Pastor John Mack lifted up in prayer, but he's been on here a couple times, and to not know all that's been going on with him has really made me put my heart in check. So what an awesome sermon. Trust God. Don't ever let your faith waver, because the Lord knows all. Amen. So thank you, Pastor John Mack, for that word. After announcements, Pastor is going to come back. We're going to get some more closing words. Happy Saturday to everybody. It's the last Saturday in the month of November, and we just are so grateful for all of the old and new Blog Talk Radio listeners who tuned in this morning to our Saturday morning worship service. Again, Pastor of the Hour, Pastor John Mack, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for bringing us a reminder word. And I think you're officially our new black coffee preacher. You give it to us straight, no chaser, no sugar, no cream, no flavor, nothing. It's just straight up black coffee telling us, look, this is what's going on, but this is how you fix this. You leave everything to the Lord, not this world, not what they're telling you, not what secular education is telling you, but what the word of God is telling you. And so it was just an awesome, awesome word. And so we just thank you so much for being ready to bring us a word from the Lord. And so we thank you for, your faithfulness and your obedience to bring us that word. It's not easy to share what you're going through personally, especially when you're going through things as large and traumatic as, you know, having amputations and things like that. Those change and alter how you live your life, but you still spoke with grace. And so we are just so thankful for the word that you brought today. And we pray that somebody somewhere besides me, as you can see, was thoroughly blessed by the word of God that you heard today. Amen. Amen. Excuse me. So Running for Christ Ministries is located at 27085 West Outer Drive in Ecorse, Michigan. Just a couple reminders. That every Monday at 6 p.m., our class, Get a Grip, is here on Blog Talk Radio each week. As you know, we're discussing different topics on mental health and how it relates to Christianity and just learning how to keep it together when things go wrong. And I'll be honest with you, I've always been told, and we know at Running for Christ Ministries, that, and Pastor has said it multiple times, that for every situation that could happen in life, there is a Bible passage, a Bible story that relates. It may not be a word for word, this is my circumstance, let me go find it in the Bible exactly like that. No, but there is a word in the Bible for every possible situation that we could go through in this life. And so going through Get a Grip and talking about mental health, I don't know that anybody has really read the word of the Lord and really considered the mental health of any of the characters that we read about in the Bible. I think we just focus on, you know, what the Lord is saying or what the Lord is telling them to do, but we never really broke it down to consider what their mental space was like. And so every week to get on and to hear Get a Grip and to hear and to see, just like when Pastor sends out the questions and everything for the discussion, just book after book, chapter after chapter, verse after verse of things that relate to specifically what we're going to be talking about in class that evening. And it's like amazing. The word of God is truly inexhaustible. So if you are not listening to Get a Grip, please, please make sure to tune in on Mondays at 6 p.m. Deaconess Dr. June Rogers is our teacher. Spread the word and let somebody know about this class. Our study questions are always available online on our church website, rfcm.org. Also, if you attend Sunday services, they're back on the back table. Participate. It is it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And mental health, with so much going on, there's nothing new under the sun, but with so much going on, we really do need to keep our mental space in check. And the only way you can do that is with the word of the Lord. Amen. So just make sure you're tuning in. Also, every Tuesday, 4 o'clock, Reverend Richard Overall is doing his thing on Blog Talk Radio in his series Training Day. Make sure to tune in on Tuesdays at 4. Also, we are back this Wednesday, December 1st, for our Bible reading class at 6 p.m. Deacon Oliver Welch is teaching the book of Psalms, chapters 31, through 35. Questions are available online for you to access. Of course, they get emailed to us. Also, Sunday service, if you're in attendance, they're on the back table. Go to rfcm.org under Bible classes, and you will find them there if you need them to be able to participate. Also, every Saturday, we know Bondage Breaker Ministries, which is a ladies' Bible class, is happening from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pastor Janice Tate is the teacher for that. So make sure you go to our church website, rfcm.org, under Christian Resources, if you would like to participate in the Bondage Breaker Ministries Ladies Bible Class. There is a phone number there that you're going to need to call in order to be able to make contact and participate in that class. Amen. Also, as you know, we are ever so grateful every week to say that we are still in our in-person services at Running for Christ Ministries. So Sunday, tomorrow, November 28th, we will be having our Sunday worship service beginning at 10 a.m. As always, everyone is definitely welcome to join us. If you're joining us, please make sure you're wearing a mask. If you don't have one, no worries. One is provided for you. There's a basket at the back table. Just grab you one, find you a seat, and get ready to get your praise on. Our praise team will lead us in our song worship, and our very own spirited Minister Janine Folks will be bringing us the preached word tomorrow in person. For those of you who listen on Blog Talk Radio, you hear her either on the 4th or the 5th Saturday of the month. She is absolutely and equally amazing in person, and just she'll blow you away in person just like she does on Blog Talk Radio. So come on out and hear her word. Also, I just want to say again, we're so thankful, you know, to God for allowing us to return in person to be able to see one another. Like I said, it's a really big deal when you're able to hug and touch and just get physical love and physical touch from one another. So we are still very grateful to be able to get that from one another at Running for Christ Ministries with our in-person services. And if you're not able to attend in person, it's all good. If you're not comfortable with being in person, it's all good. We fully understand that. Absolutely no problem. But please feel free to make sure to listen to the service on Blog Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Amen? Amen. Every Sunday at 4 o'clock, we know that our very own Deaconess Kathy Clyburn has her own Blog Talk Radio show, Back to the Family. You can call in and find her, her call-in number on our church website, rfcm.org, under Christian Resources. There is also a link to the class if you're not able to call in, but you want to listen by PC. And also, make sure you go and check out her website for Bring Back the Family. It's B as in boy, B as in boy, T as in Tom, F as in Frank, U, S as in Sam.com, or bringbackthefamilyus.com. Just make sure to check that out and listen on Sunday at 4 p.m. Also, as a reminder, you guys know all of our classes and our services here on Blog Talk Radio are recorded, archived, and free. I feel like I just saw something on Facebook the other day where Pastor said we have over 1,300 classes and services and teachings on Blog Talk Radio from Running for Christ Ministries. That is amazing. Talk about the Word of God going all over the world. Amen. And I know in 2009, excuse me, when Pastor was starting this whole Blog Talk Radio ministry thing, he was not feeling it. He was completely against it. He was absolutely terrified. We all know he's scared of public speaking. And then Deaconess Kathy Clyburn told him not to be afraid because you at home and can't nobody see you. So little by little, Pastor started with the Blog Talk Radio, and he was on every day. We've gone through the Bible several times. And then to fast forward all the way here where during COVID we were able to never miss a Sunday service because we transitioned straight from the physical church building to having our Sunday services here on Blog Talk Radio. Never missed a beat. So to be 1,300-plus shows and services and classes, only the power of God could have made that happen. And so we really want you all to take advantage of these because there could be a charge for these classes. 1,300 in, I mean, you would think at some point you'd be trying to charge, but this stuff is free. This stuff is free. So go to our church website, rspm.org, under Blog Talk Radio tab. Excuse me, you will have access to all of our classes and services again for free. Amen. Make sure to download them and happily and joyfully and cheerfully share them with others. Amen. Amen. So if you'd like to bless us at Running for Christ Ministries and give a free will love offering, if you want to pay your tithes or give any type of additional anything towards our outreach ministries that we support, again, rfcm.org is the place to go. In addition, if you want to give a love offering for Pastor John Mack, who brought the word to us today, Pastor John McFall, I'm sorry, Pastor, that we call him John Mack. You know, some people call him Mack. It just depends on your relationship, but John Mack just sounds super, super cool. So if you want to give a love offering for Pastor John McFall, again, rfcm.org, under tithes and offerings, you'll be able to give your love offering there. Just notate who it's for, and it will be passed on to him accordingly. Amen? Amen. So John chapter 14, verses 22 through 27 says, then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, but Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus replied, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. So peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Amen. John chapter 15, verse 5 says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. And so, we know that we must seek God in all that we do, and he promised to be with us at all times. Therefore, it is our responsibility to unite as one in the body of Christ, serving in the purpose that God has created for each and every one of us. Amen. We all have our lane, and we all have our race to run, and so we have a responsibility to do just that. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 through 18 says, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. It doesn't say for all circumstances. It says give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And so when you pray first, over time you will find yourself praying continually. And so we ask ever so kindly for your prayers for those who are sick and shut in and hospitalized, those who are incarcerated. Pray for one another personally. Of course, pray for yourself. Make sure to keep our children, our nation, our world lifted up in prayer. Of course, pray for all of our leaders as they constantly face major decisions that affect all of us. Make sure to keep the many missing and exploited and those who are being trafficked and, you know, sexually abused and violated, you know, lifted up in your prayers. Again, continue to pray for all of our brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world and just so, so much more. The list of things to pray for is endless. And so when you don't know what to pray, ask the Lord to show you what to pray for. And then it does seem like a lot. You know, you don't want to leave things out or feel like you're missing something, but thankfully the Holy Spirit makes groanings on our behalf. And so the Lord is still able to know what it is that we're saying in our hearts, even if we don't have words to put to what we're thinking about. Amen. So we know that special prayers go out to all of our mothers at Running for Christ Ministries, Mother Cheryl, Mother Lisa, Mother Irma, Mother Marilyn, and Mother Persia. Please keep the father of our church, Tyrone Hamilton, lifted up in your prayers. Also continue to keep Pastor John Mack in your prayers, Elder Joe Stevens in your prayers, and we can all add people, amen, to this prayer list. So just make sure that we're constantly keeping people lifted up in prayer. Amen. Pray for those who are spiritually lost and confused. You know, people who are just, the devil is just like, you know, no, don't choose God. Choose me. Choose this world. Choose this stuff. And we got to keep in prayer those who just don't know if Jesus Christ is the way. You know, you got some people who grew up in Christian households who the world has allowed them to turn away from, you know, the Lord and what they know because they feel like there's another way. We have to pray for them. And so John chapter 14, verse 6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Amen. So we know that eternal life hinges on your belief in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And there is no relationship with the Father without the Son. And there is no receipt of the Holy Spirit, your guide, your counselor, without Jesus having gone to the cross on our behalf. And so Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, which today, y'all know, is your house, your crib, the people who live, put their key in your door and come in your house, amen, Judea, your community, your immediate community, the places and stores and restaurants and stuff that you go to regularly, Samaria, you know, places outside of your comfort zone, like people say, I don't cross 8 Mile or I don't cross this or I don't cross that. You know, we're talking about those people over there where you normally don't go, but you kind of went just because there was something going on that you needed to be part of. Then we got the people that are at the ends of the earth. You know, those are people in places that you'll never be around or never want to go to. Well, we have a responsibility to get the word of God to them as well. And so that's one of the good things about Blog Talk Radio is that you might not physically be able to get there and go to the ends of the earth, but this word through Blog Talk Radio is reaching the ends of the earth. Amen. And so that is what we have a responsibility to do. And they need the word of God as much as we do here locally. And so it's our job to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ so that no souls are left behind. Matthew 25:41 says that hell is prepared for the devil and his angels, all right? So it's not prepared for people. But we know that, unfortunately, some people are just going to end up there in eternal torment. Like Pastor Jonathan Tate says, eternity is a really long time. And so this life is short. We know it, but God is not bound by time, but we are. And so Psalm chapter 90, verse 12 says to teach us to number our days so that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. And John 14, verse 3 says that I is Jesus, I'm going away to prepare a place for you, and I will come back and take you to be with me where I am. So that right there tells you that the devil and his angels are going to be in hell with other people who didn't choose to accept Jesus Christ. Jesus has gone away to prepare a place for us. And for all of those who accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we're going to be with him. Amen. He said it. We believe it. Amen. Psalm chapter 34:18 says, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Matthew 5:14 says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Romans 12:15, rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. 1 Thessalonians 4:13, but let us not mourn as those who have no hope. Revelation 21:4, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. All of these things are gone away forever. So when you're sad, heartbroken, emotional over the loss of a friend or a loved one, or even with the loss that we see, hear, and read about all over the world on a daily basis, use these scriptures as well as the entire Word of God to give you strength and encouragement that only the Word of God can give you. Amen. And so with that, we ask that you please continue to keep those who are bereaved and hurting in your thoughts and your prayers. And as always, we pray God's comfort, excuse me, healing, love, and peace upon you. And also I want to say the holidays are here. We've already had Thanksgiving. And as we know, this always proves to be a very difficult time of year for so many people. So please remember to be sensitive and caring to those around you, to those who you encounter on a daily basis, whether it's on your job, if you're at the grocery store, if you're at a red light, you know, gas station, whatever. Just be kind and sensitive and caring to those around you, especially during this time of year. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, 14 through 16 says, "You are the light of the world." Amen. "A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. And in that same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." And so we know blessings are not always in the form of money or material things. A kind word goes a long way. The gift of love is free. And a warm smile is the universal language of kindness. Amen. So take time out today. It's cloudy where I'm at, but the sun is always shining. And so if you got to be some sunshine to somebody today in your little world, it's okay. Let your light shine. Take your time today to be some sunshine to somebody, because of Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 and 2 says, to keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters, and do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, you may have entertained angels without even knowing it. Amen? Amen. So we have come to the end of November, so we want to say happy, happy birthday to all of the Blog Talk listeners all around the world who celebrated this past week or who are celebrating today. You already know that we send special love and birthday wishes to our Run for Christ Ministries family. So happy birthday to London. She celebrated on the 3rd. Tamika Smith, excuse me, celebrated on the 6th. Tariq celebrated on the 12th. Again, the father of our church, Tyrone Hamilton, celebrated on the 17th. Destiny celebrated on the 21st. And one of my personal favorites, she's so sweet, I love her to death, Marisi Boo. Reese Boo, I know you're listening, my Reese Boo. Reese will be celebrating her birthday on the 29th. So we want to say happy, happy birthday to each and every one of you. God bless you, and we love you. Amen? Amen. So last but not least, your devotional for today. It is entitled The Prince of Peace by a website that I follow called Prone to Wander. So peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. That's John 14, verse 27. Whenever we feel afraid or anxious, it usually has to do with the unknown. How will things turn out? What will the results be? Where will I get the money? Will I ever achieve anything? These are the things that keep us awake, tossing and turning in the silence of late nights, full of questions that seem to have no answer. But Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, tells us that there is an answer, and that it comes in the form of a man, fully human and fully God. Jesus was born unto us as the answer for all questions from the beginning of time until the day he comes again. When he arrived here on earth, it happened in the dead of night where no one noticed. There was no fanfare. There were no accolades. There wasn't even a room in the inn for him. All that greeted him was the love of two people and the smell of burnt animals as he was swaddled in a manger. Oh, Jesus. I think it's very apt that this is how Jesus came to us, because even with his birth, he shows us that none of the other things really matter. The most important thing was Jesus himself, a Messiah born to us in the simplest, quietest ways. He lived his life in much the same way, never accumulating for himself any riches, and even associating with people of low stature. He didn't need or want to be being in the eyes of the world, but only to fulfill his purpose of saving mankind from an eternity without God. This is his gift as the Prince of Peace, that we can live freely in the unconditional love and permanent grace of God. Whatever questions you may have, whatever thoughts may be plaguing your sleepless nights, turn your heart and mind to Jesus. The Prince of Peace never needed the approval of the world, and neither do you. If your eyes are focused on the will of God, and in all things you do, he is all you seek, then you can find in your heart the answer that you were looking for all along, and his name is Jesus. So we say this prayer together. Lord Jesus, we confess today that a lot of what disturbs our peace and worries about things that we can trust you for, we forget that you are in control. We lean on our own understanding and our plans, but today we look to you, our Prince of Peace. Reign in our hearts as we honor you and behold your power, greatness, and ability to see us safely through anything in this life. May my heart and our hearts truly find its rest in you. And so today I say be filled with his spirit and be encouraged today as you keep on, keep it on. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and those are your announcements. Amen.
Amen. And sermons and Bible classes. Thank you, Crystal. I miss you so much. I miss you so much. Such, you know, Jesus said you better hang on every word. Because can't nobody do it like you do it. Lord have
amen,
mercy.
Amen.
Like, you know, like your lane is your lane. That's just it. You know
yes,
what I'm
Lord.
Saying? Your
Mind
lane
business,
is your lane. I'm telling you, it's just a natural. You know what? I was thinking the Lord, like, you know, she's been around since 09. You know that? You've been in every Bible class, every Bible. I mean, you done ran through the Bible, what, five times?
And you would think I would
still,
know better, right?
And
you
now
think
you're
I would
teaching
know more than I know. Right. Never,
I
know.
Who thought that? Like, never. You know, and this is unreal.
Lord,
this is unreal. But you've been around. I want to thank you for being there all these years and being somebody that, you know, one of those people the Lord said, I'm going to bring some people to help you. And you have really helped, Crystal. I cannot thank you enough.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I love
you're
y'all.
You're welcome,
I
man.
Really do. I can't be nowhere else. So I'd be a hot mess.
Over there super sick and still doing it.
Hello. I'm like, I got to do my job, Jesus. I got to do my announcements. I heard you a couple times. I'm like, Pastor can't do this. Let me get back on my job.
You know the devil mad. He's like, well,
he
she ain't supposed to do that. She's supposed to say she's sick. She's supposed to say she's sick.
Good.
Why is they working?
We good. We getting there. And after today, I'm scared to even complain. I've been complaining about this ear, but listening to Pastor John Mack today, I will have my nerve. Like, Jesus,
I know.
Me.
He just really went there. He just really went there, didn't he?
Yes, he did. That's
he
our black
really
coffee
went.
Preacher. Yes, he did.
Amen. But see, real
Amen.
Faith, you know, you can't do, you can't get through without real faith.
That's
and
right.
The Lord, I heard him say
That's
it
right.
15 times, the Lord will test your faith. I remember telling my wife he wouldn't, and she showed me in Genesis 12 where God did test Abraham, or 22 where
That's
God
right.
did test Abraham about Isaac. And
we get tested.
It don't
That's
get
right.
no worse than that. Hey, dude, take
That's
a sign
right.
up on this mountain that I'm going to show you and kill
That's
him,
right.
and we'll be good. What?
What?
After all
no,
I went
not.
Through these 25
yes,
years
to
get this boy,
yes.
that
now
little thing with Tamar,
Ooh,
and
oh my God.
With Hagar, and now you want
Hagar,
me to kill him?
Yeah.
Oh, that, you know, I know
Help
I
Jesus.
Ain't the word of the Lord,
Help
but
Jesus.
Amen.
Help Jesus. Amen.
Take that. Thank you, Crystal.
You're welcome.
Be blessed. Tell Mary we say what's up.
Mary getting that paper. He need to get that check. He eat up all my food. He better get the rest.
Yes. That's a good. That's right.
That's right. Good. Bye.
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 Amen. Just before we bring John Mack back to give us some closing words, amen. I wanted to just make a few announcements. Jonathan Tate going to be preaching December 5th. Again, I told you I said in church it was Janice, but then I came home and looked at the calendar and I saw an amazing thing. When I looked at the month of December,
Janet's name was scratched out for December 5th, and Jonathan's name was written in there. So I let him know he was in there, and he said, oh, I'm in there. I'm good. Amen. So Jonathan Tate going to be preaching first Sunday, December 5th, and we can get ourselves ready after that for faith, finances, and you. Jesus want to see, did you get the 10, 10, 30, 50 right this year, or do we need another one? Praise God. He's the God of another chance. Okay. Also got some new stuff on the website. I went to the Blog Talk Radio where I can get in the back and pull out episodes that I want. I pulled out Kingdom Agenda. All 36 classes are now on our website, and you can get the Kingdom Agenda book from Dr. Tony Evans, and you can take that class in the comfort of your own home at your own pace, your own speed. Guess what? It gets gooder. That's good, Pastor, but you know me, coming with the gooder. Okay, we also have, remember we did the major Bible themes, the 52 vital Christian doctrines? Well, those of you who missed the class, you can order the book, probably get it on Amazon or through churchbook.com. They'll have it. Okay, there's no cost much. And you can take that class, all 100. No, I was just kidding. All 60, I think it's about 65, 67 classes, they're free. You can take them at your leisure. They're on our website. I installed each individual class so you can listen to them at your own pace. Now, Christian doctrine is not an easy class, but we went through it, okay? And so you can go through it and get the benefit of that. And if you have any questions, all you got to do is go to our church website, send me an email. I'll be more than glad to answer your question that you something you may not have understood. So those two new pages are there. You already heard Pastor Janine, folks, is coming Sunday. Pastor Jonathan Tate will be there first Sunday in December. Then we're going to hit the faith, finances, and you. We got the new pages. Amen. Just want to shout out to Deaconess Kathy Clyburn for getting this all together, bringing everybody in. Amen. Want to thank her for doing double duty today, scripture and prayer. And want to thank Pastor Terrence Tate, my number one Blog Talk Radio preacher. Okay, he is the one. When somebody ain't in, he's in. Amen. Want to thank him. He's been around since the beginning. He was the first preacher I asked to preach on here and commit to it, and he's been committed since the beginning. That's why he's the number one Blog Talk Radio preacher. Okay, and amen. Want to thank everybody, especially Pastor John Mack, who I'm getting ready to bring back in right now. And before you say anything, give us some closing words. I just want to thank you. You know, as I listen to you, I couldn't help but think of Paul over there in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and how difficult it must have been for him to go back over his life and all the disasters of his life and have to talk about that again. But he was willing to do it, and it encourages us today to know that this Christian life is not an easy life, but it is a life that can be lived by faith. Okay? Oh, I see you over there doing some work or something.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I hear you. Yeah, so thank you, brother preacher, for being willing to share and to go in depth like that and to let us know in real time in these days that we don't just have to look back to Paul, but we can find somebody in our contemporary and see that kind of faith still exists today. Same faith Paul had through all of his troubles is the same faith that you have. And we can see that, and that is more powerful. Like old folks say, yeah, you got me over here preaching. Old folks say, I'd rather see a sermon than hear one. And to see and know what you've been going through all right. these many years, and still have that kind of faith to say that God is good and God is good all the time. Amen. That takes some doing. That's some real stuff. So give us some encouraging words and then we can get out of here.
First, God is good all the time. We just got to trust him, believe in him, and hold on to him. And I thank you for all my brothers and sisters out there. God has us covered. You know, it hasn't been easy some days, but my trust is in him. So I just thank you. I love you guys. And let's keep each other up in prayer. Now, thank you for Run for Christ Ministries. Hey, Crystal, how you doing? Hey, Kat, how you doing? Hey, Terrence, how you doing? I just want to shout out to the family for a minute. Keep praying for me, and I'll do the same for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, my brother. Brother John Fitzgerald McFall. So she getting you with that middle name too. She be putting my whole name out there. People never even knew I had a middle name. Cat got the whole city calling me, oh, hey, Marshall. Like, really?
Yeah. Well,
but
I'm going to say something to her later about it. Put my whole name
out
there.
I got it. You got the whole name. You know I got it, and you know I'm a clown with it. So it's Cat fault, though. Every time you hear me use it, it's Cat fault. Don't blame it on her. Give her a call. Say, you see what you did? You see what you did? God bless you,
good.
My brother. I am so filled up. You got me going over here. Like Crystal say, I thought I had some problems. I do have some problems, but now I got to have some faith. Lord, have mercy. God always knows just how to get us ready, especially at this time of year when a lot of people start losing it. That word you preach is going to help people hold it together, my brother. Thank you for that.
Hey, I appreciate you.
All right. Be blessed. Tell the fam we say hello.
All right. You too.
Amen. Again, God bless each and every one of you. Have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful Saturday. And make your way out to Run for Christ Ministries tomorrow if you can't. But remember, if you can't make it out to the live in-person service, we, by 1 o'clock, okay, sometimes at 12:30, but by 1 o'clock, we upload the live service onto Blog Talk Radio. All you have to do, I'll send it out in the email. If you want to be on my email list, go to REVGMO, send me an email. Go to our church website. And click on contact. Send me an email. I'll put you on the email list. And then I can send you the service, okay, the live service recorded. And all you have to do is click play every Sunday at 1 o'clock. That way, you know, you can be in there. Amen. Gather up the family into the living room and have church right in your house, in your living room. Tell me, Jesus, say, so good. God bless you. God keep you. You're going to love this. This is by my boy LaRue Hill. Amen. It's entitled So Good.
Comprehension of the love of God is critical. Without it, men are most miserable. Take me for instance, I had a death sentence, but your love brought about repentance.
I gotta tell my testimony. When I was living so unholy, Jesus, you saved me and you only. I deserve it for the glory.
But when I think of how dirty and unworthy I was, so undeserving of your love,
yet it's still you favor me with your grace and your tender mercy.
When I learned that for love you died, the sucker me cried, my.
Tears of joy fall from my eyes, and when I realized your love is so
consider the fellowship with the likes of a sinner. Look past my faults, perceive my needs, and in spite of who I was, still willing to receive.
Forgave me for the wrong I turned. Watch me cleanse me by your love.
justify me through your son. Now I'm free to love you holy, cause in Christ we're one.
Now I worship you and I confess the beauty of your holiness.
Your unfailing love is truly manifest. It's shed abroad in my heart, it will stand time and test. Multitude of sins, it truly changed me. Grace and mercy worked to rearrange me.
You rescued me from destruction. You took nothing and made me something.
Now what can separate me from your love?
Not the death from below, nor the angels above.
Nor things present,
nor things to come.
Neither life,
nor death is
good.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Until we meet again, amen.